Jack?
Yes, that's fine, fine.
As I said, we have to wade our way through here and try to figure it out. I'm still drowning somewhere in the middle. Last week, we introduced the topic of a miser. A miser, we learned the Rambam in Hilchos Chayvel, which I reprinted for you right now on this sheet. I gave you right now page 3 and 4. Okay, but part of it is a repeat from last week, and I'll be able to put it, the story piece together. Rambam in Hilchos Chayvel, which was also verbatim the words that were shown over there, says that a miser, whether he's miser mamain of Yisrael to the hands of Goyim, or guf, giving you over them for criminal punishment, is ein l'chelek al ba. It's also due as ein l'chelek al ba, and it's mutter to kill him as he does it, or as he threatens to do it, but not after the fact, once he's done it already. Because even a rotzeach, after he does it, you can't kill him unless you have Adam and Asra and go to a Bezdin that's able to don din and nefashos, which we don't have. And he's not chayav as a rotzeach anyway, because it's only a grama. He's giving the goyim to do it. Therefore, after the fact, you can't kill him. Unless he's muchzik, he has an established pattern of doing this repeatedly. So then you have to kill him in order to harezi yoharig shema yimsar acherim, so that he shouldn't come to be mice to others too. In other words, he's a walking danger. He's done it time after time. It's only a matter before a while before he does it again, and therefore we have to save them afterwards too. But in advance, we could kill him because of a din of a roideif that he's right now endangering. Abol hargal hashkim lahargai. Abol machteres is ein lo damim. And therefore, you're allowed to kill him. Now, the Rambam, we explained, we understand that he's a mazik. We understand that it's aser. And we even understand that he's a raidif. It's a chiddush that he's a raidif. But the Rosh and the Mordechai, the Rishonim, explain that even if he's not maaser guf of the Israel into the hands of the goyim, to be physically punished or imprisoned, or that could come the day Hariga. But even if he just mice or mama in a civil issue, it could spin out of hand and they could want to get more money out of him and torture him to be able to find out if he has more money, and he might die in that process, or they might allege one thing after the other and pile onto him new charges until they could have him hanging. And therefore, it's a potential possibility of Sechelos Nefashos, and therefore that's enough to be able to make him into a Raidif. That's how those Rishonim explained it, the Rosh and the Mordechai. That's the basic approach that we use in the Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Gra learns in Shulchan Aruch on these words of the Rambam, even though the Rambam never spells out that he's in a Raidif. But that's the basic understanding. And it fits very well why the Rambam says that it's only preemptively do you kill him to stop him from doing so, but you can't kill him afterwards, because it's not a matter of an einish, a punishment, a din, but rather it's a prevention and saving someone from being in a sakana that he would always pose. what we haven't explained yet is why is ein l'chelek kol mabba, and we also haven't explained that which the Rambam says at the end of that quotation, that if he's, we saw from the Gemara in Gittin, the story with Mar Ukva, that people are bothering him and he could be vice them, and he was told, no, you're not allowed to do though, even though he says, I can't stand it anymore, they're driving me crazy. He says, so what, if the harassment is not a reason to be miser. But the Rambam says over here at the end, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch as well, that kol ha-meitzel le-tzibur b'tzaro osai, but if he's not a nuisance just to a person, an individual, but it becomes a walking problem for the whole community, then is mutter the master biyad goyim lahakoso laasro lakansai. You could be meiser him and accuse him of doing crimes that will deserve getting beaten, imprisoned, or penalized. It doesn't say directly a capital punishment per se, but we said beforehand, if you're most, even for mamon akal, for a mere monetary issue, there's a potential of sakana. So Kol Shekein, if they're going to imprison him and they're going to beat him, it's for sure there's a sakana. Over here, it's mutter do because he's just a public nuisance. That doesn't seem to match very well with what everything that we're saying until now. Why is that all of a sudden mutter? So those are some things to understand in the Rambam. The Chiddush that the Rambam says that's Eino Chelum Abba, which the Rambam passed and Shulchan Aruch both passed, is a Gemara, which we didn't see last week, so that I brought over here. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin, where it says, Poshi Yisrobo Gufan, including people that don't put on tefillin, Uposhi Umos Olam Gufan, Yardim Leganim, Benidonim Ba Shneimos Archaydesh. So Stam is a Rasha that's not Mekayim Mitzvahis. It gets Shneimos Archaydesh, Ulacher Shneimos Archaydesh, Gufan Kala, Vadishmas and Nisrefes, Bruach Bufas Rasam, Takas Kanfei, Kapos Ragli and Tzadikim, Shneimar, whatever. They get a tiny fragment of a Shneikas to Olam Haba. Abraham Minim, but Minim, and the word Min, properly used in Chazal, even though it's often mistranslated because of its censors, but this is a correct translation, we'll see the Ram says it as well, it means Tamido Yeshu Hanotri, the early Christians, Ashehavcha Divril Gimchayim L'Ra, that twisted the Torah and to now take it totally out of context and make a new religion out of it. Those are the Minim, the early Christians. Bahamasoros, Malshinim informers, Rashi says, the small letters are Rashi's. Shemos Ramamin Yisrael Beyad of a Gehavim. Vaham Shumadim, which are Yidin that are Chalila of Gishmad. Vahapikursim, Vavaza Tamidachamim, is one definition of Apikursim the Gemara gives in Sanhedrin. The Rambam on Apikursim says it means people that are Kaifa and Tera Mishamayim, Tera Bixab, Tera Shabixab, Tera Shabapad, Navua. A lot of things go into, under that title. Shekafra b'teira, Rashi says Rashi understands as a separate guy. There's Abikorsim Kama and Shekafra b'teira, Homam Ein Torah Mishmayim, which Shekafra b'tchias amesim, which is one of the principles of Schar b'Einish of the Torah, which Shepirshu midarki atzibur, and those people that set themselves aside from the way that the Yiddish Kehila acts, Shepirshu midarki atzibur lo garsin. And Rashi says, let's take this out. Tahana kol hanadiel, everyone over here, the Minim and the Mesiris and the Meshavonim and Apikorsim are all partial with Dark Zebra. They're not living like Yiddish had mentioned. They're all deserted us. The source, according to Rashi, is Shapir Shabu Dark Zebra Kagon Haminim and Mesiris. Dark Zebra is Dark Yisrael. So he has all these things as being examples of Poshe, of Porsche Bedark Zebra. Those people that are overbearing, oppressing. Good, thank you. Controlling, oppressive people upon the Zibor. Kagon Yerovim Ben Nevat. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Rashi, the Kamafar Yisrael Paras Hamata Ema Yisrael Al Zibor Shloshem Shemayim. Someone that's overly oppressive upon the people, not because of need for discipline and chinuch, but because of his own control and ego issues. V'shechotu v'shechtivos rabim, or people that are makti the rabim, like Yerov ben Nevat, Chaverov, all these people, yard in the ganav and need a donor boladeri. Dairis, so dairis means that's en lochelo galam abba, that he never gets out of the ganav and into lochelo even on any level, they're gone. Gehenem kala v'heim ena kala. Shenemar v'chol brings up pasuk. I skipped the pasukim. V'chol kach lama neisha pashtu yadeya bezvul. The Gemara itself has a question and answer over here. Why so bad? Why are these people they're b'shoyim? But let them get Gehenem for 12 months or whatever. Why ein lehem chelik forever ever? Neisha pashtu yadeya bezvul because they struck out their hand against the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi, shehechrivu beis hamikdash b'avaynam. It's because of them that we have korban beis hamikdash and galus and all the terrible things that follow. It's because of them. B'aleim amar chana Hashem yechasim rivu. So this is the Gemara that is the basis of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch that say that a meiser is amongst this non-illustrious group that fall into the category of Elohim Chelek Alam Abba. It doesn't completely explain to us, but according to Rashi, it does give us a framework. Rashi says that all these things go under the larger category of a portion of Darkei HaTzibur. A portion of Darkei HaTzibur means he wants to cut himself out. The fish was saying that Gosh of Pesach, fish the Afata Pirish Hasmin Aklal, tell him, what was it? Rosh Ma'amar of Ma'avonaz Lachem, Afata Hakashin of Emulo, fish of Pirish Hasmin Aklal, Elo Hayasam Lohay Nigal. Right? It's Pirish Hasmin Aklal. I don't want to be part of you guys, all you Jews. You Jews do like this. But I don't consider myself to be part of it. So Gosh Baruch says, okay, I have Olam Haba, call Yisrael Yisrael Chelek Laba. I have Olam Haba for the Jews. You don't want to be part of it, you'll go somewhere else. So Olam Haba is for the Yidden, and he, is, in his lifetime, has defined himself as being not of that group, and therefore, he's out. Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shari Tshuva, addresses this in a very direct fashion. Rabbeinu Yonah, in the third Shar of Shari Tshuva, has 10, I think, gradations in ascending order of severity of Averis, starting out with Mrs. Drabanan, Mrs. Dereisa that are say, Mrs. Losa say that it doesn't have Malchus, and it does have Malchus, and that Tzchayiv, Mizbe Shemayim, or Kares, or Mrs. Bezdin of different types. The last top, the top of the line, that no one was ever being that category, the category of Averis of Elohim Chelek Alam Haba. And he goes through that which the Mishnah talks about in Sanhedrin. And then he goes through from other Makaris as well, and he elaborates on all these things that we have to be aware of. So Rabbi, this is the Rabbeinu Yonah now says, this is Shar Gimel Otz Kuf Tes Kuf Samach, as you see over here. The Yesh Kitos Elohim Chelek Alam Haba, O Yesh Kitos, from other groups besides where that which the Mishnah listens in Sanhedrin. Hashem's enemies, those that fight or are against or hate Hashem, is going to define. V'kad ha-mechabum kerem Hashem, and those that destroy the vineyard of Hashem. V'kad ha-nosum chitosim be'er zechayim, and the third is those that are overly oppressive that we mentioned in the Rambam. And he explains. Kat oive Hashem, yovdu bin oilem ha-boshin ne'amar, Umashalom, the son of Alpanov Lahavidai, in the Seres Adibras in Parshas Yisrei, Parshas Vaskalon, excuse me. Umashalom, the son of, if Chas Hashalom, a person is in the category of son of, those that are hateful towards Hashem, then Lahavidai, that's like a mumur lahachas, he wants dafka despite, he has such a siddha, kedeged Chas Hashalom, kedeged Hashem. Then Lahavido, then HaKadosh Baruch gives whatever he wards is going to get in this world, Lahavido, to make sure he lost out, he doesn't have any Elam Haba. So from that's the pasuk from which we learn that these people that fall into the category of Oyeve Hashem, the Oyevecha Hashem, the Sonim or Oyevim of Hashem, is Elam Chelek. V'inyan Sonei Hashem, what are Sonei Hashem? It doesn't mean people that are upgishmad, chas v'shal. It doesn't mean people that have been pirate gold completely. It could be people that otherwise are frumay erlach yidin, that dress and carry the toe of the line and act as the convention requires. But, im nafshim ra, ubekar of liba mikshalehem kashi chavreim osgim b'teira, they don't like anything more than you have to do. Why are you doing more? Why are you sitting and learning? Why can't you just go and play ball with us? Why can't you do so? And it always bothers him when people do something more, especially more than themselves. And it bothers them. Why are people being so frum? And why are people being medactic? And why are people being Yari Shemayim? Why are people doing avoda? Just if you have a melech, and someone doesn't like people to go and honor him. What do you have to go bring the king so many presents? What do you have to go and visit him? What do you have to go and greet him when he comes? What do you have to go and trumpet with your when you herald him when he comes? What do you have to do all these honors for the king? Come on, let's do something else. So if he wants to disturb people and distract people and dissuade people from honoring the king, b'shiavdu, yehu sadeh shel melech. That means he's not a loyal servant. He's a rebellious soul. So likewise, the melech, melech malchim, loch mekodesh baruch hu, is our melech, and he has the avadim is b'nei Yisrael. And I say, you, each person doing avodah, I should praise you and be mechazik you and try to help you and support you and do every kind of way to be able to increase help of those that are the chavra ni lecholash yerucha. I should be the best friend for anyone that's serving Hashem. That's an oyev Hashem. But over here, this oyeve Hashem, the opposite of ohev Hashem, he doesn't like people doing all these things. What do you have to do all this for? Why can't we just do, less and less? So then such a person is a sonei. Goshkin would see a makshav to a poyal, and he starts dissuading people. Kol eila be'emesoni Hashem ve'ein rutsonim be'kiyam avodah. So they don't really want to do it. And what they're doing right now is just because, socially it's expected that you do certain things, but they themselves have no interest that they could rather do less and less. Lo yakvutzu b'hadras kadshay v'asher yirbu ma'od avodav yirbu avodav. This is somewhat a tangent, but it sets the stage. Now the Shari Shuvas goes on. The second kat, which was a sort of like a poetic description, what exactly it means that you destroy Hashem's vineyard. What vineyard are you talking about? Puts those two together. Masaros Maisrim and Machti Harabim, and so people that he's making trouble for people either physically and financially or spiritually in Chatoyim. Hinehem Sonei Hashem. They're also categorized as Sonei Hashem. Why so? Kasher Tomer Kehanashim Mashchisim Ari Hamelech Okramav Upardesav Hem Sonei Hamelech. The same kind of a mashal. The king has his beautiful prized orchards and gardens and flowers and yards that he's proud of. And I come over there and I smash. Someone comes over there and smashes and destroys and ruins and graffitis ruins it, that's a merida b'malchus. It's not just, okay, I made a damage, I have to pay for the damage. It's much more than that. It's not for take the king's crown and break it in half. It's not a breaking gold. It's trying to break malchus. That's a merida b'malchus. So who are these, the kerem Hashem, that this the king is proud of his garden? Menamar, kerem Hashem tzvachus beis Yisrael. We are Anu Karmicha Viata No Treinu. I think we say on Yom Kippur, right? Anu Karmicha. We are Kerem Hashem Tzvakais. And now the people coming over here to try to destroy that Kerem, they are Sonei HaMelech. They go into this category of Sonei Hashem. And it goes on the bottom, it brings Vahaminim, Vahamaseiris, Vahamahabakorsim. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah we just now quoted. So the Shari Tshuva is expounding on that which Rashi seems to be setting the stage to say, that the reason that Meiser is Ein Lo Chelech Ela Ba is because of this concept of being Perish B'Darkei HaTzibur, and he's putting in terms of being Sonei Hashem. You're anti-Jewish, and anti-Jewish ultimately means anti-Hashem, because Jewish and Hashem is one thing together. Who is Aivecha? I said that's all the Sonei Yisrael and the Oyve Yisrael. Those are the Oyve Hashem and the Sonei Hashem. Anti-Semitism ultimately means you're really anti the one that we represent. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So a Maisa that's going against Klai Yisrael and trying to destroy the Kerem is ultimately, picking his fight with the Kodesh Baruch himself, and a follow such person is Ein Lo Chelech Lamba. This is the, not exactly the same, but very close, the approach that Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah take us on. Now turn the page. The challenge is to understand Shitas HaRambam. I gave over here a whole full assortment of quotations from Rambam on the subject of Meiser throughout the Sifrei HaRambam. And it paints a picture when you put the pieces of the puzzle together. And the question is where we're going to come out of this project. There's one more halacha we have to know. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, that these kind of illustrious members of this group of the Minim Abikorsim, Amashemoda, Masiris Abikorsim, which are partial dark at Sebor, these kind of Roshoyim, there's a din on them of Maridim Vilaymala. This is a quote from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Tony Rabbi Avo, on top of page 4. Kami Rabbi Yechanan, a bright set over there in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Ha'ovde Gechavim Goyim, even if they're Ovid Avodah Zarah, Rov Avi Raya Behema Daka, assuming that, I can't know for sure. And all these Ramas, by the way, I printed you the Girsa according to how it appears in the Frankel Rambam, which did the research to correct that which the censors did incorrectly. The Gemara I just took out a regular standard Gemara, so I don't know if there's Akum, Goy, Nachri, all these kind of words. You don't know, never really know what the original Girsa is. But anyway, the Gemara's Girsa, as we have it in front of us, says Obed Gechavim V'Roya Behemadaka. That's deal. By allowing their sheep to graze in other people's pasture land, lo malam lo meridin. They're not about lo malam. We're not going to save them. Lo meridin. We're not going to kill them. Malam meridin literally means lower them down or raise them up, which in the classic case means that if they went down into a boor or a well to get some water, or a boor to get something out of the hole, and they need to come back out, and there's a rope or a ladder for them to get out, so you take that away and borrow it. I'm sorry, I need this for emergency, I'll be right back. And then, of course, you never come back. And Mele gets stuck in over there, and he dies there. That's lo malim, you don't take them up to save them. But lo marim, you're not going to take them and throw them down into there. That might be a dime to kill them, that you're not going to do. If they're there, you're not going to save them. And in fact, if there's a ladder there, you're going to find a way to take away from them. So the these goyim, let's say Ovechamid really should be goyim, okay? Goyim or Yisraelim that are ganavim, there's lo malim v'lo maridim. You're not going to throw them down there and kill them. V'lo malim, but you're not going to save them if they're stuck down there because they're a public menace. Aval haminim v'hamasayreis v'hamumrim moridim v'loy malim. I put the word hamaseres in brackets in the Gemara, it appears straight. Because we'll see, there is one opinion that questions whether that word is supposed to be there. So I put it like that, in a question mark. But the gears that we have in front of us is haminim, and we know what minim now are, Christians and those that are disbelievers in Terem Nishamayim. V'hamaseres, and people that are meiser, mama and Yisrael into hands of goyim. V'hamumrim, Rambam defines mumrim as being meshumadim, that people that are upgishmad. If you go with mumrim, it means a mumr lahakis, which is more over there, Borazor goes on to talk about. Moridim, we take them, b'yadayim, and we'll even go and killing them. Now, this is a problem. This is a big problem. Because the Rambam said that a maiser is killed only preemptively to prevent him from hurting someone. Or if it's after the fact, only if it's a chazak he does it, because then shemiyim sor acherim, it's always a matter of prevention. Dehainu, it's a din of right eif. But if he's not a right eif, if he's right now not active, it's after the fact, let's say he only did it one or two times, and if there's no chazak he's going to be doing it again. So then, because he's such a Rasha Marusha, is there maybe a reason that lo malam below maridim, but it's not going to be maridim biyadayim. And here the Rambam, here the Gemara is going to say that it's Maridim. And we're going to see most of the Rambam say like that. One or two places seem to say not like that. That's the issue. The Kesav Sofer brings it up when he talks about this. If you have a Meiser after the fact, do you kill a Meiser only preventively to be able to save him from hurting someone else? Or is it because he's such a Rasha, he deserves to be killed? Because he's a Min and he's a Meiser and he's a Mummer and he's a Abikairis and all these kind of bad people, we should kill them because they're a Roshoyim. If it's because the Roshoyim should be even after the fact, and even if they no longer pose any kind of threats to anyone.
So maybe this guy is a Muxa to be a Meiser.
But even when he's a Muxa to be a Meiser, do you kill him only because of a preventative thing? Or do you kill him because he's a Rasha? This over here, putting him together with the mean of a Meiser, Moridim Lomalim, is as a lach of being Kaveo Karaji is. As we'll see, it's going to go on like that. The Ksav Sefer says, based on, in the Tshuvas, he has a Tshuva on this, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Chayav Mazik, where the Rambam says that you only do it beforehand and not afterwards, and even when he's muksik, you only do it, even though he's done it many times, you only do it again, Shema Yim Tzorachem, because it's rendered otherwise. But what happens if he lost his influential connection to inform? He used to be a friend of the governor's, and he used to always get favors because he used to inform on them. But now the governor was replaced, and the new governor doesn't like him, he threw him out over there. Or whatever other reason, he used to have connections with the previous, whatever, administration or governor or king. Or he used to be in a position of influence, and now he's lost that. And he no longer poses any threat anymore. He used to be one of these big, wealthy tycoons that everyone listened to him. Now he lost all his money. He's a pauper. No one cares about him anymore, right? So if he's no longer, so if the reason to kill him is because to prevent him from doing anything more, he no longer poses a threat. But if it's because he's such a rush, he deserves to be killed, then it doesn't matter that he doesn't pose a threat anymore. So Ksavsevrisman is medayeg from that Rambam in Hilchos Chayav, that it's only preventatively, and if he no longer poses a threat, or certainly after one or two times the Rambam said, you can't kill him. And we're going to go over here, and it seems to be saying the opposite. Here's a couple of Rambams for us. And the Rambam, by the way, even Hilchos Chayav Mazik, says that he's a rush in the category of Elok Elok Elabba. That's not preventative, right? That's categorizing it as being the ultimate level of Russia. But maybe because of that, you don't kill him. Well, over here it says that you do. And that's going to be the tension over here that we have to pay attention to.
You see, in Torah, it doesn't matter. They are my son. And Kodesh Baruch said to Moshe, Ki Beisu Kolan Moshe, right? That the Yodim Inachseyim, they weren't influential anymore. And
therefore, and you could go back and you're safe. Therefore, the coast is clear. But therefore, as far as their own status,
the
issue was not that.
They made plenty of trouble afterwards.
That's right. That's a good question. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do something to them afterwards? Terah says that they had big schlissim. They were Meisei Nefesh. They were from the Shotrim that God that took cleft to save other people. And that's why they survived despite their riches. Okay. The Hilchos Rambam Hilchos Tshuva was actually on page two, I think it was, beforehand. And it doesn't really tell us a lot more than saying that the Ein Lachel Rabba, he somewhat is mashma that it's not in the category of Parsha Darki and Sibor, but that's arguable. Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, listen to this. This is powerful. Mosre Yisrael, Vahaminim, Vaha Bikursim, Mitzvah La'abdom Biyad. You should physically take a proactive measure and go out and get rid of them. Ulaho read them at bare chakras. Take them and throw them in and get them in and bury them alive in their grave. Why? B'mnei shehim matzirim li Yisrael, because they're troublemakers for the Jewish people. U'masirim es ha'am me'achrei Hashem, and they take Yidden away from following to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'yeshu ha'notzri, like Jesus Christ, Yimach Shmo v'zichroi. Vitzaruk Ubaisos have a Tamidayam Shame Rashayim Yirkov. The Rambam says I can say it too. Like Mamish, these are people like those kind of categories of Rashayim. Right? It's not in the standard Rambams, it's in the Frankel Rambams. It's in the original Rambams. I also have at home the Tfus Rishon of the Rambam from Tuf Resh from the year Resh Mem. 1480, one of the first printed Sfarim. I have a photocopy of the entire thing bound. I don't have the original, that would be worth millions. That was before the censors, and it's in like this. So here the Rambam says, why is this, it's a little bit different than Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yaina, that why is Maestrim amongst this elite group of Minim and Apikursim and such like that, Mitzul Abdum Biyad, that we have Dinam Maridim and not just Ein Malim, is become Neshem Mitzayrim Yisrael Masir Masam Me'achri Hashem the Masisa Madichim, and the Mosim is part of that. Because why are they going out to be Meisir Yidden? Because they want to make the Jewish life unlivable. So you have come over to become part of their sect instead. Join the Christians. Join whatever else there with them, and get them to Chas V'Shalom to defect from Yidden, because they're going to try to make us so intolerable. So they're Masir Masam Me'achri Hashem Ki Yeshu Hanotzri. And therefore, they're on this list of mitzvah la'abdom b'yad. Mitzvah la'abdom b'yad, because they're such rishonim, is not preventative. And it's not right-eif. And it's not telling you doing one time or five times. It's a matter because they're such Rishayim and they're Masir Mislam, so that's how you have to do it. What happens if a person is Mesim Matiach only one time? There's no halacha has to be Muksak to do so. If it's such a rush like that, then you're taking your kalim right away. Hilchos Eidos. Rambam says, Hamaisrim and Abikorsim, Vahaminim Amashabanim, this holy group. I don't have to tell you, and the Mishnah didn't have to tell you that they're possible to say Eidos. Shlomanu el Rishay Yisrael. We only have to tell you amongst Yisrael that normally should be kosher to be Eidos. Some people is Losh is Rosh Eid, Leos Eid Hamas. You can't have a Rosh be an Eid. That's if he's a Yisrael. Aval Elo Hamordim HaKaifrim. These people of this elite group, including the Maisrim, are Mordim HaKaifrim. Chusim Haymen HaGoyim. They're worse than Goyim. Shagoyim, the din is Lo Malim Lo Moridin. At least the better ones amongst them are Chelik on Ba, one of the very limited level, at least something or other. The Elam Moridim Vloy Malim, the Elam Chelik on Ba, they're worse than Goyim. So Avada, it's a Pasha that it goes into the din of Lo Sashi Rajah.
There's a
Bava
Kamba where
the
guy says that the king needs Tevin. He says, well, that guy has Tevin. Are you going to say he wants to be Moiser? You get him over to the Goyim, he's doing something stupid, but like the Rosh says, it might lead to this and that. So there's different types of Maisrim.
Rabbi, you're saying something good. There might be two different Maisrim. The Rambam, go back to earlier a couple of quotations, in Hilchos Tshuva, Paragimol Halacha Yud Beis, at the end of that paragraph that I gave you, says that Mosrim is Elam Chelik. Shnaim Hema Mosrim. There's two kinds of Mosrim. A Moser Chaver Biad Akum Lohorgo Lakaisai, if he's giving over for corporal punishment. But a Moser Mammon Chaver Biad Akum, just a civil. O Biad Anas, or at the hands of a goy that's going to steal. Shehuka Akum Bishnaim Elam Chelik Lobo. Again, it's hard to understand why it's Elam Chelik Lobo because of being a Raidev. And secondly, see the Rambam, I would love it if the Rambam and Hilchos Chayva would define that I'm talking about a different kind of a Meiser that I'm talking about in Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Eidos and the other halachas that we're going to talk about right now. Rambam never gives us that distinction.
Let's say a guy likes to tell you telling about people's money. This guy has that money, he doesn't lose tax, doesn't accept it. I mean, that type of guy is essentially be Meiser Yidim.
Well, I'm not sure what your guy is.
The guy does it once.
Does what? Does what? He goes to the authorities and he says, that guy's cheating, arrest him.
Right?
But, how could he do like that?
No, that's wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong to eat chazer. But a person eats chazer is yeshul chabah. It's wrong to kill. Gil rayas and shvichos damim is wrong, but it's a yeshul chabah. I can't ask, how could a person do a gil rayas? There's people that have time.
The guy's mostly to do that.
One time a person is meister, the question is, how could he do that? It's not a kasha, how could he kill? People seem to get angry. It's a horrible, unexcusable thing, but people get angry. But sometimes people do a type of arias. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I'm not trying to get less than it. But you can't ask, gosh, how could a person ever do an erva? Yeah, people unfortunately have their weaknesses and they do ervas. But how could a person be meiser yid? Could you kill your brother? Unless you got so angry you could kill anyone, you got so angry. But you couldn't kill your brother. Could you kill your father? It's not shaykh. Unfortunately, it is shaykh. Torah says that a father won't kill a son, but a son could kill a father. But how can you turn another yid in? How can you do it like this? It should be a red line. That's what I think the Rambam is saying. It should be a red line that no yid that loyal to Yiddishkeit would ever cross. I'm not going to be an informer. I'm not going to turn against my own. I'd rather go to jail. I'm not going to go and turn other people in. When you do like that, that means you've broken your connection. So the Rambam is saying you feel like a Meiser Mamam Yisrael, even though it's a matter of Tevin, then it's already Lo Malam Lo Meridin, Ein Lo Mechelek, worse than a Goy, Masir Bas Am Me'achrei Hashem, the whole kaboodle. The Rambam, just making this quick over here, and Hilchos Mamam also says that Meridin, and he says, Einam b'chai Yisrael, and therefore it's Kolachorori Echad Beihem Asim Mitzvah Gedayel v'Hisser Michshol, and Hillel's Avol listens to Pesach Rambam. Kol Perish Medarket Tzibur, which is a Farish Gemara. Kol Perish Medarket Tzibur, and the whole list of these wonderful people. V'chein Aminim v'Moshibadim Mosrim Ein Masabla Blaim. When they die, no shiva. What do you do with the family? Make a party. Achayim with Kroveim, Loshim Levenim, Levanim, Misatim Levanim, Ba'echlim Vashaisim. Come over here, make a party. Usmechem Shavdu, Sonim Shalakalish Baruch Hu. Kain Yavdu, Kol Yavecha Hashem. The Baruch Hashem, one more enemy of Hashem is gone. Right. This is the enemy of Hashem. A Meiser means that he's pitted himself up against the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his people.
One's a Meiser after the fact.
Right.
Right.
And this, by the way, is not qualified about condition about whether it's one time, two times, or three times. Even one time.
It's before the fact that you get masrah. Don't do this.
Well, look at chila if you're able to. Who says you have to anyway? The Rambam says ain't sarach asra. Rambam and Hilchus Eidus. And over here, that's an interesting idea. Because over here the Rambam says, where was it? In Hilchus Mamrim, the last line, last wide line, Ve'edam Strichim lo Eidam lo Yasrav lo Adiganim ala kol ha-horig echad me'yam asa mitzvah gedele v'heser mikshol. So he says, you don't need to have Asrav. And the Rambam Hilchus Chayvul Mazik says, Masrim bo v'omr lo al timsar. Vim heyaz pana v'omr lo ki ela em serena mitzvah l'hargo v'kol ha-karam l'hargo zacha. That might be a Pesach to say we're talking about two different kind of okay, that's a good thought to think. Rambam and Hilchus Tefillin Paskins, which comes from a Gemara and Gittin Memhei, the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah that was written by a min, by a person that's a Christian, then Yisuf Ruchus. When he wrote Hashem Hashem, he didn't have in mind the Bari Olam. He had in mind his Trinity or his Son or whatever other kind of Mishigazah he has in mind. So that is written, it's done l'shem of Adazar, you burn it. A whole Sefer Torah, Tefillin, burn it, because it wasn't written l'shem of Hashem, it was written l'shem of Adazar. But Kasim Stama Goy, O Yisrael Meshumad, O Mus, O Meiser, O Eved, O Isha, O Katan, Hare Eilu Psulim, B'yaganzu. It doesn't have Gedusha, but it's not Yisarev. Why does it not have Gedusha? What's wrong if a Moser wrote a Tefillin? All the other people. Shnember ukshartim ugasafnim kol shemuzer al kshira. Anyone that's commander on the mitzvah, umamin ba and believes in it, who should kosev? He could do it. But a person that's a kaifer, an apikaris, he doesn't believe in it. So if he writes it, it's possible. And the Rambam puts a muscle with that as well. In other words, he's forsaken the religion, even though he still, outwardly plays the game, but it's only a social thing. Not a maimon, it's an appella. And the Ran says, even though it's a machlekes rishenim, whether this is a din d'oraisa or a rabbanan, it says the mashmos of Rambam, on this Rambam he says, is mash is posel midoraisa. And the Rashi like that as well. Rashi says on this, because Mnesha parak ol, Mnesha parak ol, he was parak ol. If you're a meiser, you're parak ol. Now going back to the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that they're Mitzir mes Yisrael, Mitzir mes Hashem, Mi'achri Hashem, Kigeisha, Notzir, Tzukiya, Baitzas, to Hamadeyam. You can almost hear that he's a paragol. He's trying to push people out of Yiddishkeit and make them defect. Make them Mechaz Hashem and do Shmat. I would love to find a good way to explain the two different kinds. The bottom Rambam is the biggest problem. This is the Rambam where the Rambam records the halacha of one of the two places did it before also, of Merida v'Leimalin. And the Rambam says, Haminim, which is only about Azar B'Yisrael, Yidin that of Gishmad, O'osa v'eris l'hachis, v'abikursin, which are kaifa v'tayra neviyim, mitzvah l'hargan, if yesh b'kib b'kav yadu l'hargan b'sayif, before hesi l'har, if you can do it directly, shoot him. And if not, make a lilois and eitzes, like if you went down to the bear, take out the ladder, don't let him come up, Marina Vein Malin. Prata Kesa Mishnah, what happened to Meiser? Our elite group over here, the Minim, Avikorsim, and Lahagasniks, Mushumarim, and Meiser. Where's the Meiser? And the Ram, the Kesa Mishnah says, therefore, Mashma, the Ramam didn't have in his Gemara Meiser amongst the Maridim. Here we just have a whole page of Rambam after Rambam after Rambam after Rambam, that the Rambam says that it is Meridim. Can't get more Mefurish in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Hilchos Eidos, Meridim V'loy Malin, in Hilchos Mamrim, is Meridim V'loy Malin, in Hilchos Avel is Meridim V'loy Malin. I mean, how can you say that? This is the big tzarachi in it. So one way to do is go and erase all the other Rambams. One way to do it is say, no, this one, Rambam relied on the other ones, that's why he didn't have to enumerate it, because it's already been said umpteen times before that. This is the difficulty over here in understanding Shitas of Rambam, which I don't yet really have a good solution to. The Ksav Sefer, the Tshuva that I mentioned, Yardaya 7 Kuf Lama Zion, he goes to assume, like the Kesem Mishnah, that the Rambam doesn't have Meiser, and therefore he sort of like ignores it in all the other places. And therefore he says that the only reason you're going to kill him is because of preventative, to be able to save him from killing other, making trouble for other people, but not because of punishment. It must be that he's not such a big Rasha like the Kofrim and the Abikorsim and the Minim and the Meshumadim and the all the other people of that group. And therefore... really his tefillin should be kasha midaraisa. That was the Rambam who says it's not kasha midaraisa. He doesn't go on the words of that he's not maimon. He says, well, since he doesn't have olam haba, the Rambam must consider him to not be b'tayrus Yisrael, which is another stretch. That's not what Rambam says over here. It's a tzarachi in how to learn this. The Chayra, the more push, and the Kesem Mishnah himself has the Girsa of Meiser in the other places where we have it. So Tzorachi on the more push it is to say that the Rambam over here goes with the approach to say a Meiser is a person that's been perished from Yisrael, that is Betzari Yisrael, and he does whatever he can. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it, and therefore he's in the category of Minim and Shemotim. I'm not positive if that's going to be the same thing as Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi, or is going to be a shita of its own. Or its explanation there, Sonei Hashem, it might be two sides of the same coin. The Brilliant was saying that it's the fact that he's going against the Kerem of the Melech is a Merida B'Melech. That's as far as the relationship with the person of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rambam is saying the fact that he's going against the Yidden, he's trying to make them trouble, he's trying to push them away from being Yidden, and trying to get them to be basis of Madiach, then he's against Yidden. Ultimately, that means against the Kodesh Baruch Hu too. Then, you know, the two things could well go together. A Rashi that says that it's Parish B'Dark and Tzibur could also be understood that this is all under that same category, Parish B'Dark and Tzibur. I would tell you that the Brisa that says that there's no Din of Avelos on a Parish B'Dark and Tzibur only says that. And the Rambam adds in the Minim and Meshabadim and Maisrim. Guess the Mishnah says it must be that the Minim, including the Meister over there he mentions, is also a Parsha B'Dark and Tzibur. So that comes back to what Rashi says and Rabbeinu Yonah, that they're not living it, or they're not at least feeling and acting like Yidden, and therefore they're taking themselves out of the whole klal of being Yidden. They're going anti-Yidden. And therefore there's no Din of Velus on them. They're Sonei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Yishmarenu, what the chumrah of this is, sir. V'af al pikein, there are many cases that it's aser, the chumrah ma'od. Af al pikein, there are cases that it's mutter, as necessary. Maybe we'll talk about that in the halach l'maisa. Believe that a week to do it. Afraid of the Purim, everyone. This is not Purim Torah. This is very serious.